In October, the state school board performed an audit by visiting each of the elementary and secondary schools in the Park City School District. The audit teams met with general and special education staff, as well as principals and administrative support. They also observed classrooms and evaluated individual student files. School board member Andrew Kaplan says the state school board was invited in to do the review.
You know, unfortunately, we haven't been in compliance. We don't have enough psychologists. We don't have enough people who can test our children for learning disabilities. And that's a, you know, primarily a staffing issue. And we need to correct that ASAP. It's a problem. I think it's a statewide problem that a lot of the districts in the state are underfunded with regards to staff. And that's, you know, again, that's a focus for the board, is to make sure that we get mental health right, which encompasses special education as well as everything else that, you know, comprises the whole child.
Board member J.J. Ehlers thinks the district needs to improve systems with updated software and training.
A lot of the tracking was done on paper, and it didn't always track from school to school. And so one of the things that we're looking at is purchasing software, training the teachers on how to use the software so that everything is online now. I mean, can you believe this? That the stuff wasn't online already. And so that when they go from one school to the next, it goes with them, the interventions that have been done, and go with them.
Staffing increases will be needed to come into compliance, and it will be part of this year's budget planning.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be a considerable amount of money. I think we need an overhaul across mental health. And, you know, the job of educators has changed and the job of schools has changed, and we need to take care of our children so they can learn. And that's everything from social workers to psychologists to intervention specialists to, you know, a strong nutrition program to, you know, everything that that helps get our children ready to learn. And we need to invest in that.
The board is confident the new special education director, Jennifer Slade, will have a comprehensive overhaul underway by the fall of 2017. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.